President Trump said yesterday he felt vindicated by some of the information he got from Representative Nunes. Should he feel vindicated, or is it just is that a separate issue?
No. Look, President Trump lied by saying that President Obama wiretapped him. He lied. He went on to say President Obama is sick. There should be a case built against President Obama. That is just a flat-out lie. And so now he's casting around for anything so that he can say, well, it may be a lie, but it's 1,000 miles away from something that's true, so I feel vindicated. It's just ridiculous. So President Trump has been caught in a lie, and he knows it. And Devin Nunes has completely destroyed the credibility of the Intel Committee, because on the House side, the Senate Intel Committee is actually doing a good job on this. I'm not on the committee. I'm not bragging about me, but they're moving forward in a bipartisan way. But Devin Nunes, the chair, is supposed to be about oversight and investigation, and instead he turned himself into a lapdog. He found something and he decided he needed to race to the White House and tell them, oh, look what I found. This isn't what you said, but maybe you can use it to try to, you know, pretend you were close to accurate. I mean, it's ridiculous, and that's why members like Adam Schiff and others, and John McCain, Republican in the Senate, are basically saying that the House investigation is now on the rocks because they can't be trusted to be credible and objective.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about health care. The fact that the Senate, the vote is scheduled, on the 7th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act? Is that a coincidence?
It's interesting. No, that's what's driving this whole thing. Health care is the most important expenditure anybody makes in their life, and the health sector of our economy is the largest sector of the economy. So what that means is we ought to take the time to get it right. But rather than take the time to get it right and have committee hearings and stuff, they're just going to try to force a vote today on a bill that isn't even completed yet, so they can say we did it on the anniversary of President Obama signing the Affordable Care Act. What this shows is, in the House, this is just about to hate President Obama. This isn't about health care. This is a massive tax cut bill for the wealthy, big tax cuts, and we'll pay for the tax cuts by slashing people's health care, and we'll do it on the anniversary of President Obama signing the bill because we hate him so much. But what we need to remember is health care is really important. People's lives are at stake. The Congressional Budget Office said 24 million people will lose their health insurance if this bill passes. And we ought to be taking the time to get it right. If it passes the House, I'm not sure that it will. It probably will. But if something passes it, my goal in the Senate is to at least have one body take the time to really look at how this affects the health of the American public. And we ought to be able to come up with something that meets President Trump's promises. Nobody's going to lose coverage. Everybody's going to be better off. Nobody's going to pay more. If the bill at the end of the day doesn't meet his promises, we shouldn't be voting for it. This bill in this form shatters the promises that he made.
Did the Republicans sort of back themselves into a corner and the president during the campaign that, you know, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare? Is that why you think there's such an urgency? Did they sort of send it in the box?
I think so. I think you're right about it. That's why they're doing it. But look, to say repeal and replace, you can make a lot of changes and say, now we replaced it. They didn't promise, though. I don't think they promised we're going to rush it through and do a bad job and hurt a lot of people. To the contrary, President Trump said over and over again, everybody's going to be better off. Nobody's going to lose coverage. Nobody's going to pay more. The CBO score on this, as you point out, says 24 million people will lose coverage, and a lot of people pay more, especially seniors. Right now, there's a provision that limits the premiums charged to seniors to 3-to-1, those charged to a young person. This bill allows them to be charged 5-to-1. This bill reduces the financial assistance they get by trading in generous subsidies for middle-income people for kind of dinky little tax credits. And so a 64-year-old senior, on average, under this plan, is going to pay $3,200 more a month for health care coverage. So if we're going to do something on health, and I think we should, I have ideas about the way to make health care better, including the Affordable Care Act better. But I'm on the Health Committee in the Senate, and they're telling us we're not even going to have one hearing about this.
If this does make it to the Senate, gets out of the House, Senator, do you fear some maneuvers that will hamper the Senate from making amendments, or even maybe some way to change the rules so you don't need 60 votes?
I do. I fear that a lot. When the Affordable Care Act was under consideration by the Senate, just as an example, the Health Committee, it's Health, Education, Labor, Pensions that I'm on, had 13 hearings before they voted on the bill. 13 different hearings about different aspects of it before they voted. We're being told we'll have no hearings, that instead of it going to the committee, it's not even going to go to the committee. It's just going to be forced to the floor under a budget reconciliation process where the Senate is able to pass budget bills with 50 votes plus a vice presidential tiebreaker. So they're going to try to do it with no Democratic input, no Democratic amendments, no Democratic participation. And if they do, I will guarantee it's going to hurt millions and millions of people. They're going to get it wrong. And why? So they can say they did it on the anniversary of the president signing the Affordable Care Act? This is important stuff. We ought to take the time to get it right.